Hello and welcome to Ebenezer Baptist Church of Buckley Online. This is Pastor Richie. If you have your Bibles today, I would ask you to open them to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 10. We'll begin today and look at verses 24 through 25 of Hebrews chapter number 10. I want to welcome you back to our part two in our series on lessons from lockdown. And if you remember last week, as we took the time to look at lessons from lockdown, we looked at the impact lockdown has had on so many Christians in their spiritual health. And in doing so, we quickly discovered that one of the key lessons that we need to learn from this unprecedented event is the great need to feed, as we looked at 1 Peter chapter number 2, verses 1 through 3. How important it is that we understand where the Bible teaches us that we need the sincere milk of God's Word that we may grow thereby. And we talked about some of the things that hinder our growth, and verse 1 about the sin that can stunt our growth if it's not dealt with properly, but also the time in God's Word and how much we need it daily. You know, one of the greatest setbacks that so many Christians experienced during the pandemic was it made many apathetic. It made many lethargic. Just as many struggled with their physical fitness during the countless days of isolation, Christians too struggled to stay spiritually fit, if you will. Christians became lazy. We forsook spending time with God and His Word, and in doing so, we stunted our growth, spiritually speaking. If history has taught us anything, it's revealed how spending time in God's Word must be reinforced. The need to feed is absolutely essential. And hopefully after last week's message, you took the time this past week to sit down and develop a plan, a meal plan, if you will, to put in place where the reading of God's Word is very much a part of your daily diet, your daily routine. Again, let me ask you, did you learn anything from last week's message? Or are we doomed to repeat history? You know, as much as simply as having meals daily are, we need to feed on God's Word day in and day out. We need to nourish ourselves, spiritually speaking. So not only would we be able to survive another lockdown, but we would be able to thrive if one were to be reinstituted. Well, this week, as we once again return to our study on lessons from lockdown, we're going to take the time to have a spiritual review of what these past 5 months have taught us. And in doing so, we're going to learn from our mistakes and make the necessary changes and preparations for the days ahead. Again, as we take the time to look back at lockdown and the lessons that we can learn from it, the first lesson that we learned, again, is the need to feed. We looked at last week. And the second thing we'll look at today is the need to fellowship. Again, in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25. Now, I understand if you're listening online, you're thinking, wait a minute, didn't we look at this last week? Well, yes. In our in-person service on last Sunday, we actually only were able to cover point one, the need to feed. And so we didn't actually get to point number two, the need to fellowship. So I'm going to actually once again revisit the need to fellowship with you online today in this passage. And then I'm also going to share with you the third thing that we can learn. And so in the in-person service, they're going to get point two and point three. Today you're getting we're going to review point two, and then you're going to get point three, if that makes sense to you. But again, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25. The Bible says here, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching." Now, looking back all the way back to the beginning of lockdown, again, I remember Christians communicating through multiple social media platforms of how much they missed being able to attend church. I remember it wasn't even a week into lockdown, and everyone and so many Christians were like, "Oh my goodness, I miss church so much, and I can't wait, and I will never take church attendance for granted ever again." Again, so many people were communicating that how they would never again miss when the doors were open. Well, here we are, 8 Sundays since lockdown was lifted for public worship, and we've been able to meet here for public services here at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Buckley. Let me ask you, how are you doing with keeping your word? Have you been faithful to be in attendance when possible? I mean, how many services have we already made an allowance for to miss? Now, again, I realize there are circumstances that are beyond our control that may have kept us from attending, whether it is health related. Again, because of the COVID-19 and just erring on the side of safety, you know, we encourage people, if you have any type of symptoms whatsoever, even just a cough or a bit of a runny nose, we just encourage people just to stay home and stay safe and err on the side of safety. And so I realize health may be one of the reasons why you've had to miss. Maybe it's been work related. Maybe your schedule has simply made it impossible. You've had to actually work during the times we've had services. We have a 9:30 and 11 a.m. service on Sunday mornings, as well as a 7 p.m. Bible study on Wednesday nights. But again, maybe your schedule's had you working during those times. Now, when I'm talking about work, listen to me. I'm not talking about just being tired from work. All right, I know so many people sit there and say, well, I just can't come because I'm tired. But listen, we all have work. We all have responsibilities. And yes, and many times we're tired. But what I'm saying is, does your schedule at work actually keep you from services? Maybe there's been an unexpected emergency. Or maybe going on a much-needed holiday. Again, if we're going to learn something so significant from lockdown, though, we must remember how essential it was and it is that we're able to meet together for in-person public worship. Again, due to lockdown, but how hard it was on us, spiritually speaking. How has lockdown impacted church attendance? Well, sadly, statistics that have been drawn worldwide regarding church attendance, what we're finding is that now that we are able to assemble again, they're saying that barely one-third of those that were a faithful church attender before lockdown have actually returned since lockdown, whether it's online or in person. Only one-third of Christians have been faithful. There have been a lot of casualties to Christianity due to lockdown. Again, the lockdown has revealed how essential it is for Christians to be able to assemble together for the sake of fellowship around God's Word. But sadly, due to lockdown, many have grown comfortable of being out of the routine of attending. And now we're having a real hard time with getting back on track, if you will. Let's learn from lockdown and how much we truly miss being able to come together. And let's make every effort to be in our place. Let me ask you today, as you're sitting there listening to this service online, and maybe whatever it may be that's keeping you from being able to come to services right now, maybe you are shielding, maybe it's your health, maybe there's still some things you're struggling with in the area of fear, or maybe your work schedule doesn't allow you to attend right now. But let me ask you this, when you can attend, what is it that makes it so hard for Christians to be faithful to attend a church service? What keeps us from being faithful? Well, to answer that question, again, I want to turn our Bibles here to Hebrews 10, verses 24 through 25, and hopefully it's going to help us to understand it, to have a better appreciation of why we need to fellowship. Again, we'll see that in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25, as a reminder of the significance of attendance and how it should be forsaken. And in doing so, we're going to discover some key lessons that we can learn. And the first thing that we need to learn from the keys from these from lockdown is the key to considering in verse number 24. Verse number 24 again, he says, "And let us consider one another," he says here, "to provoke unto love and to good works." There's some key words in here that really should stand out to us. And the first two key words are one another, being one another focused. We need to think about other people and consider other people when it comes to church attendance. Another key word that we're going to talk about is love. You know, starting in October, we're going to start a series entitled, "What's Love Got to Do with It?" And I think one of the greatest reasons why so many Christians struggle with attending church services faithfully, one, is the lack of love for other Christians, and two, it's the lack of love for our Savior. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what love actually has to do with it and why that is so essential. But we need to learn to consider one another, the Bible says. This verse is so often overlooked when we talk about church attendance but it's so significant as to why we come together. And one of the main reasons why we do come together is for the opportunity and responsibility to consider other Christians and their own needs. Let me ask you today, when was the last time you came to church with the mindset of what can I do to be encouragement to someone else? When's the last time you came to a church with that thought of how can I actually be an encouragement to someone else? Now, so often people come to church and they come through the doors and they can't wait just to unload all the burdens and all their cares they have. And listen, we want to bear one another's burden and so fulfill the law of Christ. But understand this, when's the last time you actually came with the mindset of actually what can I do to be a blessing to someone else? How can I be an encouragement to someone else? So often we come with the focus of looking to our own needs being met. We come through the doors again and we load all of our problems on other people. Most people only look at church attendance through the lens of what's in it for me. Most people only go to church for their own personal gain and they never even consider others that may or may not attend, as well as how the lack of attendance or the self-centered mindset may actually have a negative impact on other people. Another challenge that people so often overlook and why they attend is they come with the mindset that church is a country club. that is supposed to cater to and provide for their every want or need. In his book entitled, I Am a Church Member, which is a book that we're actually going to be starting through starting this Wednesday night in our Bible study. I'm so excited about it, and I want to highly recommend everyone to be in attendance if possibly can. And if you do plan to attend, you do need to book a seat, so please go to our website and send an email letting us know you plan to attend, because I think it's going to be a powerful study. But in his book, he talks about the details about this very mindset that many have, the country club mentality, of how some come thinking that church is all about membership, perks, and privileges, where others serve us so I can come and sit back and enjoy the life of leisure, where membership is more about receiving than it is about giving. And listen, here at Ebenezer Baptist Church, we do everything we can to minister to the entire family. We have things available from nursery all the way through adults. But understand this, these are all privileges that are blessings that we provide to hope to be a help to the entire family. But don't ever take those things for granted, and don't come through with the mindset thinking that that's the job. The job of the church is simply just to serve me. Again, when's the last time you had a focus of what can I do to be a blessing to my church and to serve? Well, this verse here reminds us the focus we should have when the opportunity to fellowship arises is to not look for what we can get, but instead of what we can give. This is one of the reasons why, again, I'm so excited about this study. I believe it's going to help us all in understanding our own personal purpose and being a faithful member, and what the Bible has to say about what our role in being a member looks like according to God's Word. I think so many people really don't understand church membership. They don't actually understand what the Bible has to say about it, and they don't even understand what it looks like to become an official church member. Now, I'm not talking about just attending a service weekly or faithfully or even giving financially. I'm talking about actually being a legitimate church member. What is that? You say, well, I don't know. If you don't know, or if you're even thinking about it, then most likely you're not a member of a church, and you need to consider the importance of that. Because again, fellowship with God, it must never become selfish. We must always have the mindset of being others focused. We need to consider one another, and we need to do so in love. I shared this story last week online. I'll share it again, because it powerfully illustrates being others focused, about Jimmy and his wife Tara. They attend my home church back in the United States, and their story is amazing of how they both got saved and their lives completely transformed, so much so that Tara is actually a full-time secretary at our church. Well, due to lockdown, as all churches had to do, they were streaming services online, and so Jimmy and Tara attended services online. And well, back in the month of May, it was deemed essential, church attendance was, by the President of the United States, that churches could open, and so they went back to having public services. And just a couple weeks into having public services, Jimmy and Tara went on a staycation. They stayed home. They were off from work, but they stayed home because they wouldn't travel. And when Sunday rolled around, they decided to stay home and just stream online. Again, not thinking anything of it, not thinking that they were backsliding, not thinking that they were struggling spiritually. They were reading their Bibles, praying, faith, all those things. But they decided just to simply stay home. They thought it wouldn't be a hurt to them to do that. Well, Monday rolled around, and Tara went back to work, and of course she was talking about her staycation, and the pastor, who did an amazing job of loving them through this and helping them to see things from a different perspective, said, well, we missed you on Sunday. We thought we'd see you in church. And of course he explained, well, we decided to stay home. And so pastor sat down with Jimmy and Tara and had them look at Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25. And he challenged them. They understood what the Bible says about not forsaking the assembling. They understood that, but they weren't thinking about verse 24, about the one another's. They weren't thinking about how what this would do, what messages would send, how they could provoke one another to love and to good works. They weren't thinking about maybe those Christians out there that aren't strong in their faith, that maybe haven't been saved very long, or haven't determined how important church attendance is and how much they need to see other Christians when they come together. They weren't thinking about the pastor and how much the pastor puts so much time and energy and preparation in the services and doing everything they can, especially during lockdown, to make sure the building is safe and secure for people to attend, and all the guidelines that's required of the government to keep our doors open, and all those things that were done simply so that they could actually come together publicly. They weren't thinking about any of those things outside of themselves. And I remember Jimmy telling me how sad he was, how disappointed in himself he was, because he wasn't thinking about other people. He was only thinking about his own personal walk and never once considered other people. It's key we learn how to consider one another. Not only is that key in the need to fellowship, but also the key is to assembling. In verse 25, Again, not forsaking. The word forsaking means neglecting. The assembling of ourselves together is the manner of some is. Again, Paul writes, he says, it's the manner of some is. He's saying, sadly, this is what some do. Some just simply, that's their manner. They forsake. They don't see the importance of coming to church. It's not a priority to them. They forsake it. They neglect it. And sadly, the message they send to many, so many, is such a mixed message. He said, but when you do come together, the goal is to exhort one another. Exhort means to encourage. It's so encouraging to other Christians to be able to come together. Why? Because we are so few. When it comes to population, we are very much the minority. And it is so encouraging to be able to come together and encourage one another, to pray with one another, at times to bear one another's burdens. Again, encouraging one another is so essential. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Here, reminded of how important it is to not neglect church attendance, as sadly so many do, but instead we must consider not only our own personal need to be there, but how much it's a help to others who do attend. When we choose to attend, it exhorts, it encourages other Christians as well as unbelievers. When we attend, when we choose not to attend, whether we realize it or not, we send a very clear and powerful message to fellow Christians, to our families, to our friends, to our neighbors, and so many others that have the opportunity to influence. We have the opportunity to influence for righteousness. Again, the lockdown should have taught us how essential face-to-face fellowship is, and hopefully we'll take full advantage of being in our place when the opportunity is available. And as we do, looking for ways to be others-focused. Again, I hope you don't forsake that opportunity to come together. The need to fellowship, we understand, we've learned, is so essential. Let's not take that for granted. If you are blessed to have a church that you attend, be the first there. Be an encouragement to those that do attend. Again, as we look at lessons from the lockdown, we first of all saw the need to feed from 1 Peter chapter 2. We talked about the need to fellowship from Hebrews chapter number 10. Well, the third thing I want us to talk about, and again, this is new for you that's listening online, is the need to focus. The need to focus. Turn your Bibles to Mark chapter number 2. Mark chapter number 2, verses 1 through 5 is what we're going to look at today. Mark chapter number 2. Verses 1 through 5, we're going to talk about the need to focus. Again, another great lesson from lockdown is we need to focus. The Bible says in verse number 1 in Mark 2, and again he, talking about Jesus, entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. You know, one of the greatest setbacks, lockdown, isolation, social distancing, shielding, have all created is that many Christians have gone from being very much outward-minded in our ministry to very much inward-focused. Months of isolation have turned people inward, and due to the length of time and this new way of life, our vision and burden for the lost souls of friends, family, co-workers, neighbors has been blurred. Thus, the need to refocus is absolutely essential. Listen, it is time that we get back on track. You know, reaching others is the absolute pinnacle of why we do what we do. You think about it. If you turn back just a page to Matthew chapter number 28, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, these are the last words of Jesus. Before he ascended into heaven, he had been crucified, buried, he rose again. These are the last words he gave to his disciples as well as to the church, for us, the local church, for you and I to live out today. He says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 through 20, he says, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. This is what's known as the Great Commission, that was given. The last words of Jesus. And here he commands us that we need to go, that our focus needs to be on going and teaching, winning other people to Jesus, sharing the truth of Jesus Christ, and once they get saved, baptizing them, and then discipling them, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever God's commanded us. Again, teach them how to live out the Christian life once they've been saved. We've got to get back on track. That needs to be the focus of what we do, why we do what we do. Anytime the doors are open here at Ebenezer Baptist Church at Buckley, anytime we have any type of special event, anytime we have any services, Sunday morning, Sunday nights when we're able to, Wednesday nights, anything that we're doing, we are doing it for the sake of the gospel, to reach people with the good news of Jesus Christ. Because why? Every individual in this world is an eternal soul, and they will die because it is a fact of life. And it's God's desire that they be in heaven. But again, without knowing the truth of salvation, sadly, that won't happen. We've got to love people enough to be focused on getting the good news of Jesus Christ out, not only just across the street, but around the world. Well, in order to bring things back into perspective, we're going to visit this familiar passage in Mark chapter 2. And we're going to find out there were four men who had their focus where it needed to be. And in doing so, were able to impact the physical and spiritual life of one of life's most unlikely of recipients here in Mark 2. In this passage, we see some men who had an eternal impact on the life of another because why? They were focused. Let me ask you today, when was the last time you impacted someone else's life for Jesus, in a good way, in a good way? When was the last time you actually impacted someone else's life for Jesus? Well, we look at these men's lives. We first of all realize the focus needs to be outreaching. Again, verse number 1-3, he entered. Jesus entered into Capernaum after some days. It was noise that he was in the house. And straightway men were gathered together insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. Here we see Jesus returned to Capernaum. Now, he returned. Now, when he was there before, Jesus did some miraculous things. He healed the demon-possessed. He healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law, as well as those that were sick and all throughout the region. And so when he came back, obviously people knew who Jesus was. And so there was a great crowd that gathered, the Bible tells us here. And what happened was, as he got there, the crowd was so great that no one could get to the door. Well, these men, their focus being so outreaching, that they came to this circumstance wanting to get this man to Jesus. This man, though, was sick with palsy, which means he couldn't walk. That means that this man simply could not get himself to Christ otherwise, unless someone was willing to focus on him and help him to get him to Jesus. These men, listen. Their focus was outreaching. They weren't content with going and listening and seeing Jesus alone. They wanted to make sure they brought someone else with them. They wanted to make sure they brought someone else with them that simply could not get there on their own. And so they found this man that was, again, sick with palsy, that could not have got himself there otherwise. And their focus was outreaching. They wanted to make sure they got this man to Jesus. They knew that if this man met Jesus, the miraculous would take place. Let me ask you today, when was the last time your focus was this way? When was the last time you came to a church service with the focus on who can I get to Jesus? Who can I bring to services this week that may or may not be able to come, or most likely wouldn't come on their own? Maybe that they'd be really nervous or really shy, or maybe they've never been to the church before, or maybe physically due to some type of inability they couldn't get themselves here. When was the last time you were so, your focus was so outreaching that you actually thought about bringing someone else to Jesus? When's the last time you thought that way? Again, sadly, due to COVID-19, so many of us, we've turned so much inward. We're thinking about ourselves and our own circumstances, and we don't want to talk to people because, again, we got masks on and all these different things that keep us from just the normal social way of life. And so, again, our focus is turned inward. We need to turn our focus back outward. Again, these men, they had a focus that was outreaching. They weren't content with going to Jesus alone. They wanted to make sure they reached out to someone else and brought them with them. And so they found this man that was sick of the palsy. They brought him to Jesus. And not only was their focus outreaching, but the Bible says their focus was outgoing. Look at verses 4 and 5. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Again, their focus was so outgoing that they were willing to go above and beyond any excuse to bring this man to Jesus. So much so that, the crowd was so great, they couldn't get this man to the door. So what did they do? Well, they could have easily just said, you know what, this is too difficult. This is too awkward. This is too embarrassing. Everyone's going to be looking at us. And listen, it's just impossible. We did what we could, and let's just call it a day. No, they were willing to do whatever was necessary to get this man to Jesus. Their focus was outgoing, so much so that they took this man to the top of the roof, and they removed a portion of the roof, and they lowered him on his bed to where Jesus was. And because of that, this man, obviously, the Bible says his spiritual condition was dealt with first. He was forgiven. Later on in verse number 11, you find out his physical condition was met and he was able to walk. But again, these men had a focus that was outgoing. They were willing to go above and beyond all the excuses to make sure they brought this man to Jesus. Let me ask you today, what excuses are we using to keep us from bringing other people to Jesus? I mean, when was the last time God burdened your heart and said, you need to invite that person to church? Or when was the last time you knew you needed to give someone some literature about salvation? And yet you made excuses. Oh, this isn't the right time. Or they may not be happy with me. Or what if they ask me a difficult question? Or what are others going to think? We have excuses. Or again, they probably won't understand me because I have to wear a mask right now, or I don't want to get too close to them and make them uncomfortable, or whatever it may be. But again, we can think of all kinds of excuses as to why we can't tell people about Jesus. But what are we willing to do to make sure we bring other people to Jesus? Do we have a focus that's outgoing, that's willing to go above and beyond all the excuses to bring others to Jesus? Again, sadly, because of isolation, because of social distancing, because of lockdown, because of shielding, all these things that have created such a divide with people, we've turned inward. We've lost our focus. We need to bring that focus back in. We need to focus on other people. We need to have a focus like these men did that was outreaching. A focus that was outgoing, that's willing to go above and beyond all the excuses to bring other people to Christ. When would we focus like that before? Again, as we look at all the lessons from lockdown, we've understood the need to feed. It's so important that we get into the Word of God, spiritually speaking, and learn to walk with Jesus daily, to develop a healthy dose of God's Word, a daily meal plan that's going to get us in God's Word. We've also learned the importance, the need to fellowship, how important it is that when we come to church, not just for ourselves, but the need to be one another's focus, to look at other people, to provoke other people to love and to good works, and not to forsake the opportunities. Again, we are so blessed that we're able to come together, because so many places around the world are not, but we are so blessed to be able to come together, at least right here at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Buckley, we are. We need not to forsake that opportunity. We've also seen the need to focus. Again, this lockdown has turned us inward. We've taken the focus off anyone else, and it's all about me. It's all about my own circumstances, my own bubble, my own friends, my own circumstances. And sadly, we've forgotten others. We need to be willing to reach out to others. We can't be content with coming to church without inviting someone else. We can't be content with any excuse as to why we can't tell others about Jesus. Our focus needs to be outgoing. Again, what lessons have we learned, and will we learn from lockdown? Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for your love, for your word. Lord, we look at these different passages of Scripture and we realize these lessons are so powerful, but yet they're so practical. The need to feed, to spend time in your word daily is so essential, God. To not just be able to do so on Sunday mornings or Wednesday nights, but all throughout the week, to spend time in your word and to grow, to desire that milk that's so essential. God, the not only the need to feed, but the need to fellowship. Why we need to understand, God, that when we are so blessed to come together, Christ gave his life for the church. His blood was shed for the church. It's the body. It's the people. It's not this building. Christ died for us, so much so that, again, it's so important that we come together. And God, when we do, we consider one another. We provoke each other to love and to good works, Lord. I pray that we'd understand that, to be others focused when we do come, and also not to forsake, not to neglect that opportunity that we are able to assemble. Again, the need to fellowship is so essential. And also, God, the need to focus. Sad that we've turned inward. due to all the guidelines that have been set in place. We've gotten so used to staying in home and staying away, and we have gotten to a point where we've distanced ourselves from people. We've lost connection. We've lost our focus. I pray, God, that we learn once again to reach out to others. We'd have a focus that's outreaching, that we're not content with just listening to your word and coming to church on our own, but we're willing to bring someone else with us. And not only that, our focus is to be outgoing, God. That we'll set aside all the excuses. We'll accept the cross along with the crown. And we'll tell others, at whatever cost, about Christ. Again, help us to learn from these lessons, God. Put them into practice and not repeat the things that we've done. We love you. Thank you for your patience and your goodness to us. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, I want to encourage you to tune in again next week online as we today we've wrapped up our study and lessons on a lockdown, but next Sunday we will look forward to gathering together again around God's Word. But until then, stay encouraged, stay connected, and God bless.